Hello, my name is Beth and I'm one of the writers at the Film Magazine. Welcome to my episode of our Most Romantic Movie Moments podcast mini-series. I'm about to take you through one of my favourite romantic moments in cinema history. I tend to get pretty emotional with most films I watch, whether they're happy, sad or romantic, so choosing just one romantic moment was difficult as I had to go back and think, of the films I've cried at or felt really touched by, which of them were actually romantic? I rattled my brain and wrote down various notes on Titanic, The Notebook, The Usual Suspects. No, not the Bryan Singer film. I settled on something fairly recent in terms of cinema history, with a finale scene that brings the film and its franchise full circle. Avengers Endgame, released in 2019, was the conclusion to a decade-long tale of good versus evil. Marvel Studios introduced us to the Avengers in 2012 after already being given the history of Iron Man, Hulk, Thor and Captain America. The Avengers, directed by Joss Whedon, brought the team together with Hawkeye and Black Widow, forming the greatest ass-kicking squad of all time. Flash forward a few years and plenty of character spin-offs later, the Avengers fight their final battle against Thanos in Avengers Infinity War, and a year later concluded the Avengers narrative with Endgame. With the death of Tony Stark marking the end of an era for the group, the rest of the team are left to decide their own destinies. One destiny that I became infatuated with was that of Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, and it is with this particular Avenger where my favourite romantic movie moment comes in. Captain America and his star-spangled exterior has always been the epitome of American patriotism. In reality, the stories of Captain America became popular after the release of Captain America comics in 1941. Amidst the chaos of World War II, Captain America and Marvel Comics stood as large a saviour as the fighting allies. Marvel's 2015 spin-off series Agent Carter provided a window to the world of Steve Rogers after he went MIA in 1945 and focused on the life of his lost love, Peggy Carter. I instantly fell in love with Peggy as she offered a new spin on the stereotypically scripted female of past superhero narratives. She acts independently, defying what is expected of her by her superiors as well as societal ideals. She is strong-willed, independent, emotional, and an integral cog in the powerful Marvel machine that some fans may not have given any time to. Peggy's ability to mirror not only the self-believing women of the early 20th century, but also the women of today, makes the Agent Carter series a valuable popular culture text next to its comic book counterparts. Peggy frequently reminisces about her fleeting fling with Steve Rogers, keeping a photo of him in her purse and never giving attention to another man, despite being the only female agent in the SSR's New York headquarters. Peggy continues to remain hopeful of Steve's return, despite hearing nothing of him since their final call before his plane crash. It's these loyal, traditional values that make Peggy and Steve's reunion so sincere and heartfelt, a romance that spans decades, yet in a mere moment makes us feel as if no time has passed. Needless to say, my romantic movie moment is one of the closing scenes of Avengers Endgame. After returning the Infinity Stones and Mjolnir to their correct timelines, Steve aligns his own destiny by reuniting with his long-awaited love Peggy in his own timeline. What appears as mere seconds for us with the aid of time travel is actually around 50 years for Steve. His elderly self says his final goodbyes to Sam, content in the knowledge that his life was well lived. Steve makes a point of not telling Sam about Peggy or the events of his life, wanting to keep that private. This is such an exquisite moment as Steve remains true to his traditional, humble morals. He keeps that part of his life to himself, just as I expect he wouldn't have shared with Peggy the details of his 21st century battles. As Steve soaks up a tranquil second to himself, we are shown a flashback of Steve and Peggy dancing together in their white picket fence home. Harry James's It's Been a Long, Long Time is heard on the record player as the pair hold each other closely in the living room, swaying and relishing in this delightfully anticipated and incredibly romantic moment. Watching it back, I get choked up at the modest realisation that this indicates Steve's return from the war. From Nazis to Hydra to unwelcome aliens, Steve's time on the front comes to an end and he is finally reunited with his beloved. He travelled through time and space to fulfil his promise to her. That's true love. The choice of music alone is enough to get me teary-eyed, but seeing Peggy's face awash with pure, comforting relief turns me into a wreck. I sympathise with her longing, her years of fear and heartache all turning to bliss now that her soldier has returned home. Steve holds her with purpose and finality, his years of anguish and despair at last forgotten as he takes Peggy in his arms. To the people, he was Captain America. To Peggy, he was Steve. The image of a young, gawky Rogers never left her side, and her heart never fell for another. The scene evokes an unchangeable feeling of longing, yearning for that one person that your life seems to revolve around. Steve and Peggy were pulled apart by war, with no certainty that they would ever see each other again. Their story epitomises that of millions, those who were also separated by war, or perhaps still are. It's a loving and thoughtful tribute to thousands of families, couples, siblings and friends who never reunited or spent years apart in cities devastated by battle. Steve's decision to go back and unite with Peggy may seem selfish to some viewers. Not only is he one of the main Avengers, but he's also got America's ass. But it's obvious through the Avengers narrative that Steve doesn't feel that he belongs. His actions are courageous, yes, but he's there to do his duty to his country. It's all temporary to him. His one true objective is finding his Peggy. All the fighting, the battles, and everything in between are simply the obstacles he must face to get back to her. He knows she is waiting for him, and he longs for her. Just as Peggy keeps his photograph close by, Steve keeps her safe in his pocket compass, frequently looking to her for guidance and grounding. The pair are humbled by one another, which is shown so fervently in the final scene of Avengers Endgame. They want for nothing else but one another, just to be held close in each other's arms, listening to Harry James. As they savour their final victory of finding their cherished half, the pair share a kiss, a passionate and anticipated display that closes the book on the first Avenger and Agent Peggy Carter. This beautiful closing scene of Avengers Endgame signifies the ending of a long, tumultuous battle for Steve Rogers and Peggy Carter. A battle of hope, of perseverance, of promises long kept. If there is one belief to take from the epoch of the Avengers, it is something very simple. In amongst the anguish, pain, and devastation of war, one thing remains. Love. Love will prevail. Whether the enemy is a fascist, a world leader, or an alien from another planet, love, above all, will conquer.